conversation on the global game. This is World Football on the BBC World Service.
Welcome to World Football. Hello from me, John Bennett. Today, we're talking Atletico Madrid after a season which promised so much but has delivered so little. Diego Simeone's side made some big signings in the European summer. Julian Alvarez and Conor Gallagher, for example, from the English Premier League. Up until March, everything looked good. Then the turning points. Defeat on penalties to City rivals Real Madrid in the Champions League last 16. Defeat 5-4 on aggregate to Barcelona in the Copa del Rey semi-finals. And their La Liga title hopes effectively ended by a poor run of form that saw them lose 3-6. So what are the fans making of that collapse and of the season as a whole? Here's Chami and Eduardo from an Atletico Madrid podcast called Aplasta Arteche.
Well, it's a strange season because on one side, everything was more or less quite right. We were fighting for all the competitions and suddenly in 1 month or even less, we lose everything.
I think you have to differ between, make a difference between people who make decisions inside the club and then the players and the coach. It's different. I think the team was not so, the roster was not so balanced as we thought. The other side could be the Simeone as a trainer. We think that he is doing the best he can with the players he has.
I think that we have improved from the previous season, but obviously it wasn't enough. We need more, because the main problem from my point of view since last time that we won the league is that we haven't get good players. They spent this year some money. We finally get one of the top players like Julian Alvarez. But the problem is that what it was the average on the age of the squad, it was quite old.
The sensation is that we are almost there, but we need two or three names, two or three players that can help to the rest of the team.
That's the fans' view. So can Atletico Madrid make that next step next season? Spanish football expert Alvaro Romeo joins me now on World Football. So you think about this season promising so much and then in the end not delivering any trophies. Where do you think things went wrong, Alvaro?
Well, there are a number of factors, I would say. First of all, the way they look now can only be explained because probably they gave up after having a really bad month. I mean, I don't want to forget that within 29 days, from the 4th of March to the 2nd of April, they recorded two league defeats and they were eliminated from the Champions League and then from the Copa del Rey, meaning that their season was over. So ever since after that, they've been quite poor. I think that the motivation wasn't there. They didn't have anything to play for. But up till the start of March, Atletico's season was, in fact, very good. The trajectory was good. They didn't have any big injuries. And in a way, I put it down to not being able to capitalize the big moments. They lost in the Cup to Barcelona for an aggregate of 5-4. And in the Champions League, they lost in the penalty shootout against Real Madrid. So everything was more or less okay. They just weren't able to have the last say in two big games. But overall, I think that Atletico season has been really good.
It was interesting talking to the fans because the narrative we have about Atletico Madrid is that in the European summer, they finally spent a lot of money bringing in the likes of Conor Gallagher, Julian Alvarez. But the fans were saying when you look at their net spend, that they actually don't spend that much money, the owners of Atletico Madrid. Is that fair?
You can say that, yes. But on the other hand, there was a big investment that probably Atletico de Madrid won't be able to spend a lot this summer for that reason. So the investment was there. And I know that Atletico de Madrid hasn't been a big spender over the last 5 years, but last summer, yes, there was a huge investment, around 200 million roughly. They haven't been that bad. I know that there is a negative vibe around them, but Atletico has been pretty decent this season. The only problem for them is that they have suffered defeats maybe wherever or where they shouldn't have, against Getafe, against Leganés, against Las Palmas. But yeah, again, I think Atletico Madrid should look at the next season, hopefully learning from their mistakes and having a go at it and trying to win it, because really, they have a good squad and the signings have pretty much delivered.
Yeah, you're right. The big moments went against them. I mean, you think back to that Julian Alvarez penalty and the penalty shootout against Real Madrid, the double-tap penalty, which I've never seen before, and the fact that that was disallowed, which totally changed things. But would it be controversial to question whether Diego Simeone, after all these years at the club, is really the man to bridge this gap towards Barcelona and Real Madrid? Would that be harsh to ever question Simeone?
Among the fan base, that conversation may exist, but then they don't make it very public in the ground. At Riyadh Metropolitano, you will barely hear any dissonant or dissenting chant against Simeone. It just doesn't happen. I think that is true, that Simeone's cautious approach sometimes cost Atletico de Madrid. I have sustained that argument for a while. For example, at Metropolitano in the second leg against Real Madrid, I think Atletico should have attacked more in the Champions League. In the same way, I don't know why they were quite happy with losing at Santiago Bernabeu in that leg. You know, I think that if Atletico de Madrid played with a little bit more of bravado up front, probably they would be getting a little bit more. But somebody else may argue that it is basically Simeone who takes them that far in competitions. You know, to be playing for key moments, you need to get there. And normally Simeone, the driver, the one who is taking them as well. Look, his contract is running in 2027. I really believe that Atletico board wouldn't sack Simeone. If anything, I could see him stepping out, if anything. But, you know, he is not that questioned internally, and he's got pretty much the 95% support of the fans and the club, which is more important.
Alvaro, thank you so much for joining us on World Football.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
And that is all we've got time for on World Football today. Make sure you check out some of our previous episodes, including a look at Marcus Rashford and where his future could lie after his loan spell from Manchester United to Aston Villa. From me, John Bennett, it's goodbye for now.
World Football is a BBC Sport production for the BBC World Service.